Good For You Radio with Claire Carter is a presentation of Talkers Radio. Here now is Claire Carter talking about the dangers of cell phone radiation.
A few years back in Berkeley, California, the city council adopted Berkeley's cell phone radiation right to know ordinance. So if you live in Berkeley, you go to a store to purchase a cell phone, you'll be greeted by a sign or given a handout that warns you about the risk of carrying cell phones in the pocket of your shirt or pants or in your bra. By keeping the phone on your body, you're exposing yourself to radio frequency radiation that may exceed the federal guidelines. You may never have looked at the fine print by the manufacturers, but that was what they blew up so that you'd be sure to know. I read a quote from Dr. Robert Morris, who's senior medical advisor for the Environmental Health Trust. And he went on to say this about the worldwide use of cell phones today. This may very well be the largest uncontrolled health experiment in human history. We don't know for certain that cell phones contribute to cancer, can cause brain cancer, other forms of cancer. But the idea is, what can you do to reduce the chances of it happening to you? I remember being at the hair salon one day, and there was a mother with her baby in a carriage. And I went to look at the cute baby, and I see that the baby has the mother's cell phone in his mouth and is teething on it. And I happened to say to the mom, nicely, is the phone on by any chance? And she said, yes. So I just let her know that cell phones, you know, can emit radiation that could affect a baby's developing brain. She might want to talk to her pediatrician about it. Later, my hairstylist said to me, this mom shrugged her shoulders and said to my hairstylist, what am I supposed to do? He wants to play with it. The reality is, he would play with anything you put in the baby carriage. But people have become so used to having the phones on their bodies. You go down the street, I'll see a woman who has the phone tucked into her tank top. Just recently, there was a mom with a baby carrier, and she was texting with both hands, and the phone is right next to her baby's head. And I thought about something that Dr. Keith Black, chairman of neurology at Cedars Mount Sinai Medical Center, said in a story that I read about cell phone use and possibly increasing cancer risk. He said, children's skulls and scalps are thinner, so the radiation can penetrate deeper into the brain of children and young adults. Their cells are at a dividing faster rate, so the impact of radiation can be much larger. And he goes on to say, you know, most environmental factors take several decades of exposure before we really see the consequences. So it's your choice whether you sleep with your phone or not. It doesn't make necessarily for a great night's sleep. It's suggested to keep all electronic devices and television screens out of the bedroom so you can get a better night's sleep, whether you use your phone as an alarm clock or not. You could buy a phone that has what's called a low SAR rating, and that's specific absorption rate. And what it indicates is how much radiation a phone is going to be emitting. If your phone has a low SAR rating, then your body is absorbing less radiation. You know, iPhones are very popular, but they're higher on the SAR rating than some other phones. Good idea to use speakerphone when you can, versus putting the phone next to your ear. Texting is even better, less radiation. Having a landline, remember those in the house? Especially for children. If they need to call 911, they can be located right away. A little bit more difficult with a cell phone. Lots of people carry the phone on their body. If you can avoid doing that, putting it in a pocketbook, from, you know, a briefcase, whatever, a backpack, that would be better. Using cell phones and iPads can be wonderful, and it also can be addictive. Think about this report from Good Morning America that Diane Sawyer did a few years back. They put children in a room where there was an iPad, toys, and their mommy to see where the toddler would go. And guess where most of the kids went to? Little ones, to the iPad. So the American Pediatric Association says in those first 2 years of life, it's better to keep children away from screens and technology. Wait. Now they're saying it because of learning and the ability to learn and brain development. But also another factor could be in reducing the chance of children being exposed to more radiation. Imagine they come home from the hospital and there's a wireless baby monitor right there. We don't think about what impact could it have 20, 50, 70 years from now or more, that at such a tender time in their lives, they're exposed to radiation. These are questions to talk to your doctor about and to think about. We're living in a world of technology. It is part of our lives, but can we use it smartly? These are some of the things to think about when it comes to cell phones, radiation, and practicing prevention.
Good For You Radio with Claire Carter is a presentation of Talkers Radio. Copyright 2018, all rights reserved.